Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Throughout this Conquerors series, we have discussed new and innovative ways to conquer the weaknesses that plague our desire to achieve enduring superlative success. Today, we shed light on one of the most potent weaknesses that plague the seeker as he sets off on life's seemingly endless journey. Today, we talk of ways in which we can conquer distrust. Trust is a very important factor in the life of any seeker. If you are to truly achieve something that is beyond the grasp of mortal men, you have to place your irrevocable trust in the Master. Trust is a sentiment of unconditional faith on part of the seeker. Many times we see that people pledge their faith or they pledge their allegiance to a particular ideology or entity. However, faith in itself is a fickle trait. It can wane with time, it can alter with perception, and it can diminish with failure. However, trust is a trait that endures beyond all these circumstantial entities. Trust is nothing but unwavering and unconditional faith in an entity, may it be an ideology, a person, or an organization. The reason as to why I say that distrust is a potent weakness on part of the seeker is that it completely destroys one's orientation. When you start to doubt your own self, when you start to doubt your own master, you inherently start becoming weak. It is then that the illusions of life completely take over and start methodically distracting you from your preordained path. The distrust within yourself shuns the divine connection that you bear with God, and thus you are drained of all the energy that you receive through that ethereal force. Many would indeed feel that the concept of trust is entirely misplaced in this epistle. Many feel that they need not believe in any God in order to achieve the things that they desire. However, if an individual is to truly rise above his human limitations and aspire to the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God, he has to place his irrevocable trust in his master. Only the master can successfully lead such a seeker across the sea of illusions that surround him. So how do we conquer distrust? How can we ensure that we stay in complete orientation towards our goals? Well, to answer that question, we would first have to analyze the reasons as to why our trust wavers in the first place. Why does our faith waver? The reason being simply that our perceptions alter with time. The mind is a fickle find. It is our enemy, and thus the ever-changing perceptions of our mind lead us to distrust the very source of our existence. Our mind conspires against our own self, leading us further down towards the road that leads to death and destruction. So how can we conquer distrust? Well, keeping the mind silent in itself achieves a great deal. When the mind is silenced into oblivion, the soul can then converse freely with the Master. This conversation greatly strengthens the bond of faith and trust between the two entities. It entirely succeeds in creating an unbreakable connection wherein the soul is then always tuned with the Supersoul. To achieve that level of stillness, to achieve that level of serenity, the mind has to be trained. This can only be accomplished through spiritual sadhana. It can only be accomplished through rigorous spiritual practices that amplify the devotion within the seeker, forever driving away the evils of doubt and distrust. Ultimately, the seeker would find that a wonderful relationship starts developing between the soul and the super soul, as both become entwined in a divine romance, rejoicing as one underneath the starry skies of the endless cosmic dream. Beyond that, there is no other greatness. And greater than that, there is no other success. May peace be with you. Take care.